Glory to the Lord. We are having a fine, powerful time in the Lord here in the studio today. And I know that this message today is for you. I know it's powerful, and it's beyond any message that I've ever given this powerful. This is Clear Vision, and I am Rose. And the title today we're going to get into is called No Condemnation. No Condemnation. And the scripture is starting out in Romans 8, 1 and 8, 34. And I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to give you the definition of no condemnation. What does that mean, no condemnation? But the Lord tells us in Romans 8, 1, therefore, there is now no condemnation, no adjudging guilty of wrong for those who are in Christ Jesus, who live and walk not after the dictates of the flesh, but after the dictates of the Spirit. Glory to you, Father. What's this mean? What does this mean for you? Well, let's look up the word condemnation in our Greek translation over here. And it says, condemnation means to know something against you, to know something against you, to think ill of, to condemn, to be self-condemned. How many of us, how many of you watching are not even condemned by anybody else but yourself? You condemn yourself day in and day out. You condemn yourself for what you didn't do. You condemn yourself for what you did do. You condemn yourself because you're not going to do something. It just goes on and on. And that's blame. It means, condemnation means to pronounce judgment. It means to give an opinion against. It means to pass judgment against and sentence upon, like in a crime. Condemnation means that we are condemned, and Christ was condemned by Christ when he was on this earth. Christ was condemned by the people, by the Jewish people, by people who didn't understand him. He was condemned. But then in Romans 8, it tells us that his condemnation, and him being sent for us, took over our condemnation. It took our condemnation away. It took away our judgment. Oh, beloved, I'm so excited about this today for you, because it's telling us, I know you're watching, and you feel guilty about something. I know you're watching and somebody's made you feel guilty about something. But God wants you to know. God says when you've repented, when you've changed your way, when you've changed what you did, the Bible says that he's taken that thing, that sin, that whatever you did, and he's thrown it into the sea as far as the east is from the west, and it's a sea of forgetfulness. It's a sea of forgetfulness. We're talking about the living God here. Forgetting what you've done. Forgetting what you will do. He knows what you're going to do ahead of time. He isn't surprised at anything we come up with. When you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you were set free from condemnation. You were breaking free right then. You broke free from being judged, condemned, found guilty, found fault with. People jumping on you for nothing and half of it not even what it was about. God chooses to forget sins. He chooses to forget your things that you've done wrong. He chooses. This means that you have been completely set free, completely removed. They're not yours anymore. What you've done doesn't belong to you anymore. You've been set free from it, completely removed. It's not yours to have. I know people want to hang on to their problems. I used to hang on to mine because they were familiar and they made me think I knew something. If I talked about my problems all day long, then I was talking about something I knew something about. I knew all about problems. And you're watching today, and God has set you free from judging you. He's not judging you. Don't let anyone judge you. Don't let anyone or anything drag up judgment against you, dig up your past. Don't let anyone ever make you feel like you need to be guilty about anything, anything that's happened to you a long time ago or yesterday. You may have done something yesterday that you feel guilty about. You may have done something yesterday that Jesus has already forgiven you for. He has forgiven you over and over and over. When you make a mistake, He forgives you. He is the forgiver. He doesn't just have forgiveness. He is the forgiver. He loves you no matter what choices you make. Oh my gosh, Rose, are you sure got your mind today? Yes, I'm sure. Because I know what God says. He says there is no condemnation, no judging, no guilty, no wrong for those who are in Christ Jesus. Yeah, well, I don't know if I'm in Christ Jesus. When you receive Christ as your Savior, you are in Him. You're in Him, beloved. You are in the Lord Jesus Christ. And there is no judgment that can come against you. The enemy is called the accuser. He's called the accuser because that's what he does. He accuses the brethren. He accuses the brethren to make you feel guilty. He wants you condemned. He wants you to feel judged. He wants you to feel like you're nothing and you're nobody. But that's not who God says you are, and that's not what God says He has for you. God has His plans already made out for you that keep you free, free from judgment. Free from condemnation. And the enemy will work hard to bring you down. Oh, don't think he won't. And he'll use everything and anybody that he can that'll allow it. See, people have to allow that. The enemy can't use you or anybody else unless you agree with it. But he wants you to feel guilty. He wants to bring you down with long ago forgotten things, long ago false accusations. Oh, don't we all have some false accusations in our past? I know some people that were accused falsely to the point that they finally believed that what they were accused of, they did. You hear it all the time. Somebody's confessed to a crime they didn't commit because they were accused. They were accused and accused enough that they finally just agreed that they had done the crime. Do not agree. Do not allow the enemy to convince you that you are to be judged or condemned, that you've done anything that you've not been forgiven for or God hasn't forgotten. Don't ever let anybody convince you that God remembers your past. Oh, I heard it said today, beloved. I heard it said that God takes us through the bad times and the good times, and we'll have the bad times and we'll have the good times. No, we're going to have all good times with God. God doesn't have bad times. He isn't sitting in heaven picking out which day is going to be bad and which day is going to be good for you. He isn't choosing that for you. He's chosen every day to be good for you. He's chosen every day for you to be free. Every day, every second of every day. I am so intense about this today because I'm done. I'm done listening to people tell me that they have to pay. They have to pay. They have to pay for their past. They have to pay for what they didn't do. They have to pay for what grandmother, sister, brother, cousin said they should have done. No, you don't. No, you don't. Yes, there is sowing and reaping. But yes, when you get to the reaping point, if you've done something in your past that you've been forgiven for, you don't have to reap it. You don't have to reap the past any more than you have to reap the goodness of God. And when you decide you're going to reap the goodness of God, you won't have time to be reaping the past. Glory to you, Father. You were set free from condemnation, judgment, guilt, from the blood of Jesus, the blood of Christ. We're talking about the living God here, the blood of Jesus Christ, your Lord. You were set free from the enemy. You were set free from anyone who tries to bring you down, to tries to bring up your past and just start to, and all you have to do is just start declaring what God says about you. Just rise up and say, in the name of Jesus, I'm set free. I've broken free and I'm set free, and I'm not going to sit back and take it anymore. Rise up like God's told you you can do. You are set free today. You can break free and recover and set free. And you're going to be offered a DVD in just a minute that I want you to write down the number on the television broadcast and order, because I want you to be walking in the freedom that God has given you. I told you a minute ago, I'm done. Well, what am I done with? I'm done with playing around. I never did play with God. When I first received the Lord, yeah, I was real sweet and real kind and real nice talking and real careful about everything I said. And I just would read the Bible and I'd say what it said and I'd hope it was right. Oh, my goodness, beloved, I'm done with that. I know it's right. I know what God says is right. I know what he says is done. I know who He is. I know that He's the living God. He's Redeemer. He's Provider. He's Protector. He's your shield. He is your Shepherd. He is your Shepherd that leads and guides you. And the Shepherd is not condemning you. The Shepherd is not bringing guilt on you and despair and discouragement. The Shepherd is leading you into quiet places to rest. The Shepherd is leading you where you can be confident in Him. The Shepherd is leading you where you can have His blessings, where you can be blessed beyond your dreams. The Shepherd is leading you where you can be His blessing. I know you want to be His blessing. I know you want to be blessed. We just did our our event in Mount Sterling. And we had a wonderful partner of the ministry drive 3 hours one way, her and her husband, to come to the meeting. And they were blessed. And I had another gal just heard that the meeting was going to be on the radio broadcast. And she came and she wrote me an email the next day and she said, I came there totally defeated and I left victorious. That's awesome, God. That's God who tells you, you have victory in the name of Jesus. You have the victory. You have the glory of God. You have the presence of God. You don't have to ask Him for it. You don't have to cry and plead with God to give you that. You have it, beloved. You have it in the name of Jesus. And when we come back after our little break here to offer you this great DVD and book, I want to tell you who your Christ is, because He's the one that does not condemn you. He is the one that doesn't find you guilty. He is the one that gives you His glory. I've preached myself hoarse here. Come on back with me. I'm Rose. This is Clear Vision. I'll see you in just a minute.
Order today your DVD titled Break Free Recover. Let God help you stop living in yesterday. Be free from stress, every hurt, every pain, every mistake. God will restore you beyond your dreams. You can recover, resting in your secure, strong life God has for you. Order today your DVD copy of Break Free Recover. Request DVD offer number 26 titled Break Free Recover. You can support this ministry with a seed gift, a monthly gift, or a one-time gift. Just send your donation to Rose Ministries, Box M, Bergen, Kentucky, 40310.
Praise the Lord. Oh, glory to the Lord. I want you to order the little offer that you saw on the promotion there. Break Free Recover. Break Free Recover. Glory to God. Let God help you. Let Him help you stop living in yesterday. Be free. Be free from stress and every hurt and mistake and pain of yesterday. Let God help you. Let God restore you. God wants to restore you. So order this today and you can recover and rest. You can recover and rest in your secure, strong life with the Lord. And when you order this little DVD of the show, Break Free Recover, you're going to get 30 Days the Champion in You, and that 30 Days the Champion in You is going to teach you 30 days of Scripture, 30 days of teaching, and 30 days of prayer. And support the ministry with your gift with any amount for these two pieces. We want you blessed. We want you recovered. We want you staying recovered in the name of Jesus. God loves you. Order both of these right away. Get the number off of the screen. We're talking about being in the presence of God now. We're not just talking about not being condemned. We're talking about how can you be condemned and be in the presence of God? You can't be. You can't be in condemnation and be in the presence of God. And He says you're in His presence at all times. Let's look at John 3:17-18. John 3:17-18 says, "For God did not send the Son, His Son, into the world in order to judge, to reject, to condemn, to pass sentence on the world, but that the world might find salvation and be made safe and sound through Christ." You who believe in Jesus, in your Father God, you who cling to Him and trust Him and rely on Him, you are not judged. You are not judged. And you who trust in Him, you will never come up for judgment. For you, there is no rejection, no condemnation, no damnation. Wow! Oh my goodness, beloved. We serve a God that can make that kind of statement and knows how to keep it. It's a promise. You are not condemned, judged. You're not rejected. There is no damnation for you. That comes from the pit of hell, from the enemy himself. Let's talk about who God is a minute. Let's talk about who our Christ is a minute. We just sent out a partner letter in the last couple of weeks, and it had a whole list of things of who God is and what He does. And I simplified it down in Kentucky Talk, and I'm going to simplify it to you. And everything I'm going to show you is Scripture. It isn't speaking exactly the way the Scripture is, so you don't need to get your theological hat on and email me that I didn't read the Scripture correctly. I had that happen lately, and I appreciate that gentleman paying so close attention. But I know what the Scripture said, and I'm going to read you what it says in paraphrase, and that's all right. God positively wants you generously blessed beyond your dreams. That's Ephesians 3:20. God wants you blessed beyond your dreams. He loves every hair on your head. Isn't that what He said? He's got every hair counted. Well, I think if He's counting them, He must love them, don't you? God never expects you to give a guest in your home a roll or a piece of bread that was dropped on the floor. Glory to you, Father. Don't you remember the Scripture that said, stop living like dogs and eating the crumbs off the floor and get yourself up and get on the table and get to the table and sit at the table and eat from the banqueting table. Quit eating the crumbs on the floor. God loves you and treats you as good as He treats Jesus. Didn't He say that? He loves you as much as He loves His own Son. God keeps cheering you on. He never gossips about you. His rumors are only flattering. When He talks about you, He says, look at my kids over there. Look at my beloved kids that I love. Look at them. Look how good they are. Look at all the good they're doing. Look at them. Look at the heart I've given them of my Son Jesus. God keeps things neat and in order. Golly, could He have created the universe if things were out of order and were not neat? God says that He always returns phone calls. Well, isn't that Jeremiah 33:3? Call on me and I'll answer you. See, I like to put things in Kentucky Talk. That way it's simple and we understand it. God says only nice things about people who leave His company. He doesn't run after you, hollering at you, screaming because you've gone out of His sight or tried to leave His presence. He doesn't holler at you for that. He declares throughout the day, He declares throughout every day of your life that He treats everything you have as though it were His own, because it is. He owns you. He owns you and everything you have. He's not going to condemn what you have. He owns it. He's not going to judge it. He says right here, He didn't send His Son in the world to judge it. He sent Him here to save the world, to save you, to restore you, to recover you, to bring you into His presence. God supports the minister and says that he enjoyed his sermon. How many times have I said to you, ask the Lord what He'd have you to do to support this broadcast? We need your support, but you're not giving to me. You're not giving to this ministry. You're giving to the Lord because the Lord says, as you give and as you do, know that you give to me and not unto men. You're supporting God. You're agreeing with Him. God remembers the names of other people. Oh, beloved, how many times have you walked up to somebody and you didn't remember their name and you either acted like you did or you told them, I don't remember your name. Don't say that to people. Don't put people down like that. Just tell them, I'm sorry, tell me your name. I want to know what it is because you matter enough to me for me to ask you your name. God always remembers our name. He remembers everything about us. And He introduces Himself to people, and the new kid He introduces to all His friends. God wants you blessed. God wants you to know that He'll pick the slowest kid to do the race. Isn't that what He said? He roams the earth looking for the ridiculous to perform the miraculous. That's what He said. He isn't looking for the qualified. He's qualifying the called. Glory to God. God wants to make you what He wants you to be. He wants to develop your spirit and bring you into that high place that you understand, where you understand that He's not condemning you. He's setting you free. He set you free when He knew that He sent His Son Jesus to set you free. He knew then you would be set free. God refuses to make fun of anyone who is different. Anyone who's different in a group of people. Glory to you, Father. How many times have you looked at other people? How many times have you tried hard to not look at other people that are different and complain or criticize or condemn because they didn't do things the way you do them, or they didn't have the color skin that you have, or they didn't think the way that you do, or they didn't agree with you? Beloved, you are who God says you are. You don't have to be condemning. You don't have to condemn yourself. God says put a stop to it today. God says put a stop to it because He's not condemning you. God doesn't condemn you. He's the shepherd. He leads you beside still waters. He leads you in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. He leads you by quiet places and green pastures. That's not a condemning God. Let's look at John 8:3 and see how uncondemning He is. And we can have example after example after example, but you have to be the one to accept that you're not condemned. I want you to know it today because I know there's people watching. I know there's someone particularly watching. You've been condemned all your life. You've been condemned and criticized and found guilty no matter what you did. And now you've begun to believe it. You've begun to believe that you're not good enough for God. You've begun to believe you're not good enough for your family. You believe you're not good enough for your children. You believe you're not good enough. You are. It's a lie from the pit of hell. And I'm here to reveal it to you today through the power of the Holy Spirit. God wants you free. He wants you free just like He wanted the woman caught in the sin of adultery. Taken in the act of adultery. He was cornered by the Pharisees and the scribes. They wanted to test Him. They wanted to trick Him. And they brought this woman to Him. You know the story. They brought her before Him and they said, what do you say, Jesus? The law says she's to be stoned. She's been caught in the act of adultery. We are condemning her now. What do you say? And He bent down and He wrote on the ground in the dirt. He wrote on the ground in the dirt, beloved. And for years I taught that He wrote down the names of their girlfriends and He wrote down their sins and He showed them that they were wrong. And you know what God told me? He said, you better stop teaching against me. You better stop telling people I'm a condemner. I'm not. I said, well, what did he write, Father God? What did he write? What did Jesus write? What, tell me what he wrote. He said he wrote down, I forgive you. I love you. I don't condemn you. And when they saw that, they were stricken and they dropped their rocks and took off because they knew he was right. They saw the love of Christ. And then he said to the precious woman, he said, who condemns you? Who condemns you? Go and don't do this anymore. See, God wants change in your life. And you're the one to agree with him that he will make the change. He will make the change in you. He will make the provision in you. I want to read you a testimony that came into the ministry. And it came from a lady down in Idaho. And she wrote and she titled it. She said, I want to title my testimony to you, Open Hearts Prevent Broken Hearts. Open hearts prevent broken hearts. And she said, Rose, thank you for teaching me about compassion. Thank you for simply telling me how I can feel what others feel. Thank you for letting me know that you care about other people and you've opened your heart and you love them the way that God loves them. Thank you for teaching me that it's easier to talk about compassion than it is to talk about condemnation. Thank you, Rose, for your directions. I want to sow into your ministry and I want to support your television broadcast because you understand what people are going through. Beloved, I understand because I know the Lord. I understand because I knew before him and I love him and I know you love him and you want his presence. Call me at the ministry. Let me pray for you. Let my ministry prayer team, prayer staff pray for you. And order your DVD and your book. God loves you so much. And until I see you next time on TV, just remember, there is no condemnation in Christ, and you are free.
Rose invites you to join her for a powerful time in the glory of Jesus you'll never forget. Plan now to come to this exciting event at Somerset, Kentucky, Tuesday, November 11th at 7 p.m. at the Life Abundant Ministry. Call now at 1-859-748-9961 for more information and directions, or visit our website at www.jesusandrose.org. Order today your DVD titled Break Free Recover. Let God help you stop living in yesterday. Be free from stress, every hurt, every pain, every mistake. God will restore you beyond your dreams. You can recover, resting in your secure, strong life God has for you. Order today your DVD copy of Break Free Recover. Request DVD offer number